We're doing several Masiyot. We were discussing Rabbi Chanina ben Doza, the great tzaddik, and his wife, the great tzaddikess. And we had discussed that it was one Friday afternoon that he saw her deeply troubled. And he asked her, what's wrong? And she said that when she had to fill the glasses with oil, in which they put the wicks to light the fire so they'd have candlelight for Shabbos, by mistake, she took the jar with vinegar and she put that in the glasses. And after she lit the wicks and she accepted Shabbos, she realized that there wasn't oil in the cups, there was vinegar. And Rabbi Chanina said to his wife, don't worry. The same one who decreed that oil should light can also decree that vinegar should light, and he will. And that light lit. Hashem listened to Rabbi Chanina's blessing, and the candle unnaturally remained lit the whole night, the whole day, and until Havdalah came, and they lit their Havdalah candle, from that oil lamp that had lit off of the vinegar all of Shabbos. And it wasn't easy for them, because as we discussed, they didn't have very much to eat. They were living in dire poverty their whole life. And at one point his wife said, speak to God, he's got to give you, we have to ask him that he should please give us some of the good that's waiting for us in the world to come. Okay, his wife says, he listens. And so he prays. And from heaven they send him the leg of a table made of solid gold. That night, he has a dream. And he sees how all his friends are sitting by tables that are solid tables with all their legs, and his table is missing a leg, and he tells his wife the dream. And his wife says, you mean in the world to come, we're going to sit at a table missing a leg because we took it here? So then ask God to take it back. And that's what he did. And our sages say that the second miracle was greater than the first one, because we have a tradition that from heaven they give, but they don't take back. They only know how to give in heaven. And so the Gemara says, he doesn't bring this, that a hand came out and took it back. That they saw a godly hand come out and take it back. So there are a lot of fantastic stories about this great sage. When he'd daven, then whatever he'd ask for would come. Our sages say, there was once a rainpour, a downpour, as he was walking along the path. And everyone needed that rain because it was a dry year. And he was getting drenched. And as he was getting drenched, he's shivering and he says, God, the whole world's enjoying this rain and I'm suffering. Bam, the rain stops. He comes home that night and he dries out and he says, God, now the whole world's suffering and I'm enjoying. Bam, it starts pouring again. You see the greatness of Rabbi Chanina ben Doza. The Gemara says he was unique. Although he spends his whole life with hardly an item of clothing to wear, hardly a morsel of food to eat. But in his great piety, the Talmud says the whole world merited to have food, and when he prayed, what he prayed for came true. And so the Sefer Masiyot, Rav Nissim Gaon, writes, an intelligent person asks of his Creator, he realizes all that we discussed, and he doesn't get upset when things are difficult and hard things happen to a person in life, and he realizes that Hashem is going to give him great wages in the future. As our sages said, that whoever is happy in spite of his afflictions in this world brings salvation to the world to come. Our sages say the righteous, the pious, they do things out of love, and even when it's tough, they're happy. About them, the verse says, those that love Hashem are like the sun that keeps getting stronger and stronger. And a person has to know that God chooses for us what's good better than we know what's good for us. And Hashem sometimes gives an easy life to the wicked in this world so that in the world to come they'll get full payback for what they've done. As the Pasuk says, Yesh derech yashar lifnei ish v'achita darchei mavet. Sometimes a person's path seems easy and straight. He's having an easy time in life, but that's because ultimately there's going to be a payback. And sometimes the righteous suffer in the world, and that's a way of ensuring that they have more to merit to enjoy in the world to come. As the book says in Job, although initially things seem that like they're tight, but ultimately it'll be very great. And now he wants to give examples of people who initially were tight and ultimately it was very great. That was the whole point of this book. So our sages tell us that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua went up to the temple on one of the holidays, one of the regalim, and they came up, it was Erev Yom Kippur, and they're standing at Har HaBayis. And an angel approaches them, and the angel is carrying a white robe that's shining like the sun, but the top of the robe doesn't have a lip, doesn't have a lapel. So they looked at one another and they said, that robe is for one of us. They came near the angel and they asked him, which one of us is this robe for? And the angel said, you have better robes than this. This robe is for a man from Ashkelon whose name is Yosef the gardener. So they went their way, and after the holiday they went together to Ashkelon. The two great rabbis, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, come to the city of Ashkelon, so everyone's happy. So they ask them, the people of the town ask them to stay by them. Everyone wants to have the honor of having them in his home. And they say, no, we want to go to the house of Yosef the gardener. So they send, there's a whole group of people that go with them to the house of Yosef. They come to the entrance of his garden, and they see from a distance that he's harvesting something. He's harvesting something called orot. They greet him, and he greets them, and they say, "We want to be your guests." And he says, "Rabbis, there are so many wealthy and honorable people. You came to me. God knows that all I have at home are two loaves of bread." And they say, "Whatever you have is fine, and we don't want you to trouble to do any more." And he sets the table before them. They eat, they drink, they bench. And they tell him, you see, we came to you, we didn't go to anyone else, so we want to understand. Tell us, what's your life about? What do you do? So he said, "Rabbis, you know, I'm so poor, you see that? All I do is I'm a gardener." And they said, no. We understand, but have you been working as a gardener since you were a kid? And he says, "If you want, I'll tell you everything. The truth is that my father was one of the great people of the city, one of the wealthy people of the city, and when he passed away, I lost all that wealth. And the people of the city, they chased me away and they hated me and I wept. And I built my house here outside the city, and I planted this garden here, and I planted vegetables. And whatever the garden produces, I sell. Half of it I give to the poor, and half of it I live off of." So they said, "We want you to know that God has great wages for you. We saw an angel with a white robe that was so beautiful, it was ironed, and the angel told us he's on the way to you. But we want you to know that the robe is missing its lip on top. It doesn't have the lapel. And so we wanted to tell you, on the one hand, there's a lot of good waiting for you, but on the other hand, you have to realize that there's something you have to do." And that's where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next time.